Okay, we start in the Mishnah. Makiv chavera v'shalay shulchaisav v'gadar sarishayna v'sashniya v'sashlishis. They have two neighbors. One holds the properties, the fields. She doesn't say fields here in the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't say what he had. The Mishnah just says makif es chaveray. I guess you could have learned the Mishnah is talking about chateras too. But Rashi says gimel sadeh saviv. What? Because a chatzah is typically open to a mavur. So it's talking about three fields. Somebody has fields around someone else's property, all around. He put fences on three sides. So the inside person is potter, doesn't have to be mishtatif. Rabbi Yaisi says, and Bashkafer Rishon, it doesn't look like there's a machlokes. The Gemara will discuss that. Rabbi Yaisi says, Amad the goddess of Revius, Megagul and all of the Sakara. So, Pashu Pshat in the Mishnah, we have two Pshatim. The first Pshat that Rashi says is that we're talking about a wall between the outer fields and the inner fields. So, the outer fields surround the inner field, and there are two possible places to put a gather. One is around the outer fields, which clearly would help the person on the inside too. And one is between the inside and the outside. So we have two pshatim in the Mishnah, two pshatim in the Rishayim, and really, the tricky thing about learning the sugya is we're going to have to learn the sugya twice. So we're going to have to learn the sugya once, like one pshat, and once like the other pshat. Rashi understands that we're talking about the wall that's between the outer fields and the inner fields. How do I know Rashi says that? So the first Rashi, you don't see it. Right? You see from the second Rashi, Eimach Ivan, I say, Lasses Klunke Daminan, Stam Bika Mokim Shinogu Shalai Ligderhu. We had earlier Bika Mokim Shinogu Shalai Ligder. What is it? Why was that Gemara talking about between two neighbors' properties? So Rashi Shita is that we're talking about a fence between two properties. Now, I told you many times that that's Rashi's Derech in Shas to go with Pashup Shat. And it's Pashup Shat. We had Mishnah number one, talks about a wall between two properties. So Mishnah number two also talks about a wall between two properties. It's I say Dabar, it's the same type of a wall. Just, here it's a Bika. So we discussed this Chatzer, this Gina, and this Bika. By Chatzer, you always need a wall. Gina, you need for Ayin Hara. You need a wall for Ayin Hara. And Bika, we said a bika is only made because my seha for a brief period of time every year, and the mela bika does not need a wall. What happened here in a place that doesn't need a wall is that the person put a wall on three sides, so we potter the inside person for putting up the wall. When he puts up the fourth wall, now he's chayiv. This is the way Rashi knows. So what wall are we talking about? The same wall we had all along, the wall between two rishusim. And I'm not talking about why. We'll get to the why soon. Just taich, pshat. If you want to write taich for this Mishnah, Rashi Shita is, we're talking about a wall for Hezekiah, and a wall between two properties. And it's a wall which till now, we always learned you don't have to build. And that's our Mishnah, because otherwise, if he has to build it, then he has to build it even the first wall. You don't have to build. Our Mishnah is a chiddush, that there's a case where you do have to build. Ahmad. Because there is a revi is Magagul and Avasakayal, a very difficult memra. If I start asking why, we'll never get further. So let's just get the Shita straight. That's Rashi Shita. Rashi brings a Hagah, that the abbreviation stands for Taisvis Merabenu Shmuel. That's the Rashbam. The Rashbam, and it's Taisis Shita as well. Taisis and Bavakama Klar. And if you'll chap, you'll see that from our Taisis is also Raya Yol this way. We'll see. Taisis Shita is that we're not talking about a wall between the two fields. We're not talking about that at all. There's not about a wall between the two fields. It's a makim shana. It's a nagu shalai leigdar. Nobody puts walls between two bikkas. Here we're talking about a wall on the perimeter of the whole rishos. You have the person in the middle, the person with fields around him. They're exposed. Wild animals could come in. Human beings could come in. So you put a fence around the outside field. By putting a fence around the outside field, the inside field is also protected. And our Mishnah is talking about the outside wall. It's not talking about Hezekiah at all, like Taisa Shita. It's talking about a wall that they have behemoths to stop animals from coming in. It's not talking about a wall that's Dalet Amos. Hezekiah is Dalet Amos. We're talking about a wall that's a Saret Fachim. A small wall around the outside. That is the Shita of Taisus and Bava Kama Klar. And that is the Pshat in the Taisus Merabeim Shmuel, the Rashbam that's printed in Rashi. That it's talking about the outside wall. The Rashbam says, I've got the real stand bika makashal lightly, there had immediately been bika la bika. Because of Gavaya Dad. Right. Like I said, Avo Bishil has it behemish, lechnas and lasad, it's ugly together, shalai asar, it's fucking. Now, the outer person is not going to put the behemoth on the inside, he's going to put it on the outside. So, Mela, that's the case. We have two totally different pshatim in the Mishnah. So, we have to do three things. We have to understand Rashi's pshat. We have to understand Taisa's pshat. And then, even harder, we're going to have to understand why does Rashi argue with Taisa? Why does Taisa argue with Rashi? Are they arguing with Dina? But they're arguing just, he has one pshat, he has another pshat, they're arguing pshat, not in halacha. It's clear that there's at least to some degree an argument in halacha, and that's... If he's talking about the inside walls, it's hard to understand that the wall was put up because of Hezek Behemoth. Why would the outside wall person put up a wall for Hezek Behemoth? Oh, but once it's there, it helps. Okay, now I mean that we're going to see the Rishonim say. So we're going to have to do, it's not shy, I have to learn without looking first at Rashi Shita and then at Taisa Shita. We have to take them one at a time. That's the way the Rishonim dealt with it. When you go down afterwards, you look into the Nachlas David, who's Masada the two Shitas, and the Rashba, the Ramban, are also Masada the Shitas with a certain amount of clarity, which you're going to try to work out Pshat. We'll start with Rashi, the way Rashi learns. And afterwards we'll get a mitzvah shem to Taisus. Now before we get to Rashi, within Rashi, there are two dinim in the Mishnah. Three walls you potter, four walls you chayiv. Is that correct? Is that what it says in the Mishnah? Does the Mishnah say three walls you potter and four walls you chayiv? That's the way you learn the Mishnah. Or you could learn, when the other guy does it, you're potter. When you do it, you're chayiv. And the Mishnah says, case A, you're potter, case B, you're chayiv. The other person did three walls, you're potter. You did the fourth wall, you become chayiv. The difference is the three and the four? Well, the difference is he did it and you did it. What happens if he would have done two walls and you do a third wall? You have to pay for all three walls? How do you understand the Mishnah? See, that depends on how you look at Rabbi Yossi. What is the pshat in Rabbi Yossi here? What changes with the fourth wall different than the three walls? You can learn two ways. Neither way is easy. Each way has its problems. But the yisayin of Rabbi Yossi is maybe more choices, but at least one of two. Either yechayiv because now it's totally surrounded, so yechayiv. Or yechayiv because you did it. Aha, you're happy with it, you did it. Now yechayiv. Or you could say it's because they're both together. Maybe only if it's totally and because you did it. But these are two mahalchim. Let's start. When I show Nichalai, I said that even if there were two walls and I built the third, I should also be chayiv. You can learn like that. You can learn it's because I'm showing on Nichalai. Have to see. Let's start step one. Why three are you potter? And then we'll talk about why four you chayiv. Start with the easy one. If there are three walls, why are you potter? Why don't you have to pay if the three walls? It's the easy one. No, like Rashi, it's between the two rishusim. Why don't you pay by three? You don't get anything. What do you gain? What do you gain from three walls? Are you gain that he can't look into you as much? Hezek Riel Ashmei Hezek anyway. Right? You have to pay for Hezek Riel and Rebecca. You gain their animals can't come into your field on three sides. What about that? You're gaining that on three sides, animals can't come into your field. It's also a gain. What you have to pay for that? Animal, well, less animal, probably, I don't know. Less animals come in when you have two walls on three sides, probably. No? Once they're in, they can't get out. We're talking, so... Okay, be careful what you said. Remember what you said, okay? We'll come to that. Again, why when there are three walls are you potter? That is the easy question. Why are you potter? I would say you're potter because there's no reason you should be chayiv. Why should be chayiv? You know, for a sade, you don't have to build walls on sades. A bikkur, you don't have to build walls. Not for animals. Not for hezekriya. For nothing. It's very hard to ask a question, why are you potter if there's no reason to be chayiv? Why should I be chayiv? There's no reason to have a wall in a field. You want to have walls, so do whatever you like. I don't have to put walls. Three walls, l'chayiv is pashut yapater. There's no reason to be chayiv. Four walls, why are you chayiv? Once there's a fourth wall. So we find in Pshat, two mahalchim. The Ramban and the Rashba both say, like Rashi, that the reason when there are four walls that you have to pay is not because of Hezek Riyah. And you don't have to pay Dalet Amis. There's no Hezek Riyah is not the reason you pay. It's because of Shmiras Sodom and Behemoth. It's because the Ramban and the Rashba learn that it's because of you have a Shmira on your Behemoth, on your field for Behemoth, which is a normal Shmira. So you're in the henna from it. So you have to pay because you're in the henna, you have to pay. How much you have to pay? Okay, so that we'll have to wait and see in the Gemara. But you have to pay something because you're in the henna, because there's a shmira from your animals. So, David, what do you say to that? Okay. A minute ago, he told me when there are three walls, there's no shmira from Behemoth because the outside person has his own wall anyway. Now, when there are four walls around the inside one, you're accepting that it's a shmir from his behemoth. So why didn't you say that before when there were three walls?
The animals can get there.
So what does that have to do with the outside? That has nothing to do with the outside wall.
Yeah.
What? Who says the outside person has walls? Who says he has walls? I know Lamaisa, the Nachlas Dovah, does ask this kasha on the Ramban and the Rashba. Ramban and the Rashba, he has the kasha. How could you bechayv the inside person's stomach? Because the shmiras behemah has a behemaisav. The outside person typically has walls. Oh, you should make a chiluk. If the outside person doesn't have walls, then you're in the hand. But if the outside person has walls around his outside, he's circling him. So then, for shmiras behemais, you have already protection for the inside. So the Nachas David doesn't understand the Ramban and the Rashba. He learns, Nachas David learns, that you have to pay al tezek riyah. And the reason you have to pay when you put up the fourth wall is because of hezek riyah. And even though in a sada and a bika we say typically there's no hezek riyah, but here where the person built it himself, if it's the case where he built it himself, he has to pay al tenehena for hezek riyah.
Isn't this what around three sides. There's one side of it, you have to get.
So we're going
to
learn there are two pshat, the media surrounded from four sides or from three sides. Right? The Rishayim bring two pshat in the Gemara. But I understand. But no, it doesn't say it's three. It's, when it's talking about the three walls, it says there are three. But the Rishon have both pshatim, either it's surrounding on all four sides or on three sides, and the fourth side is Rishus Rabbi. No, it doesn't, because the fourth wall to Rishus Rabbi he built a second. Question is the other three. The other three, why is he in the henna? The other person has his own walls. So he's not in the henna, the other three. So we have two pshatim. The truth is that you can answer the kasha, those who answer the kasha on the Ramban and the Rashba, as follows. Let's say I'm surrounding your field. Okay, again, the ataka two pshatim, if it means you're surrounding on three sides, and one side which is surrounding, you're surrounding on four sides. There's no practical nafkamina for what we're talking about now, so just talk easy, the easy way that it's on all four sides. Let's say I'm around you all four sides. And I put a wall around all four sides to be shomer my field from behemoths. Why can't I charge you as a fishmira? Why can't I charge you for shmira? Forget about like Rashi. We're talking about the inside wall. Why can't I charge you for the outside wall? Some of the reason is because you're katayna that, well, I'm still not shomer from you. Right? Your animals can still come in. If afterwards the outside person puts a wall on the inside, the Ramban and Rashba are going to say, you can charge him now because the Shmir is behind myself. Why is it Nachas David Taina? I don't need the inside wall. The outside wall is plenty for me. I'm not worried. The outside wall for me is enough. Manashah. If the outside wall is enough, you're in the henna for the outside wall. If the outside wall is not enough because you're worried about my behemoth, so then pay for the inside wall. You can't tell a person who built both walls that I don't need the inside wall, I have the outside wall. That's not a taina. He said, the outside wall, that's not good enough because your animals can come in. Because you're af nehenna. So that's a kasha b'chla, why nehenna is chayiv. Okay, that's the next step we get to. Okay, let's see. The what? So we'll discuss that momentarily. But the question of why he's in the henna, we have this machlokes Nachas David and the Ramban and the Rashba. So the Ramban and the Rashba say, you're in the henna al shmiras behemaisav, because they tie the hezekriya lashme hezek. And Nachas David says, you're in the henna for hezekriya, and that Rashi Shita is that the hanoi here is al hezekriya. So the nafkamina is, if you pay dalet amos or sarat fachim, these are two pshatim. Now the big question is, why should you be chayiv? Why, based on which rule, should I be chayiv to pay? And that's the whole difficulty in Rabbi Yossi. God, there are seravias, magagul, and others hakoil. Very, very hard to understand. Here I am on the inside. You built three walls. I'm potter from paying. There's the pastor, I'm potter. When I put up a fourth wall, I have to pay for everything. I have to pay 50% of the whole thing. By which rule should I be chayiv on something that's not a normal hanah? It's not something that people normally do. Very, very difficult. Whatever has been, we're going to try to come up with. Very, very hard to understand why there should be a hischayivus. What's the reason that you're chayiv to pay? That's an akuda that the sugya really hinges on. Machlokes Rashi and Taisus. Why? What the Siba Sachiyav is. So we're going to deal with a few of the possibilities today. We'll start with the Tzais, who starts with the Rambam. The Rambam says the following. I'll read you the Lashon HaRambam. When the Rambam brings this halacha, he brings the following case. Now, be careful. At first glance, it may not sound like our Mishnah. But it's our Mishnah, the way the Rambam learned the Mishnah. I told you, Mishnah doesn't say anything about fields. Mishnah doesn't say a word about fields. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Shechem, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, and this is the Shulchan Aruch, brings this Lashon as well, in Kuf Nun Ches, Siv Vav, Siv Tzeichen. Mishahay alay churva ben churva is chavera. Somebody has a churva, which typically means a building that fell down. It's in Harlem. A bunch of destroyed buildings all around, one around the other. So the other fellow built up his houses. his destroyed houses, and it comes out now I have walls on three sides of my house. It's still open on the street side. It's still open to Rishus Rab. Lefikach in Gadar Lairuach Revius. Achinimsa Chorvasai Mukefes Geder Magadul Alves Akoil. Benaisa Chasi Haitzoi Shaisizeh Ba'arba Ruchais Ad Arba Amis. So far, so good. It's a different case. But this is the Rambam. I have a bunch of destroyed homes. It's after an earthquake, and a bunch of houses that collapsed. And my neighbors on three sides build up their home, and I have walls on three sides. I'm part. As soon as I build up on the fourth side a wall, I have to pay half of the height size. The Rambam answers the following. Uvulvag, this Mishnah is like Betanai, Shiyahei Mokim HaKaisel Shoshneim. That the wall was built 50-50, half on your field, on your property, half on my property. But normally, how does it work? The person who's building builds in his own rishus. So this mission doesn't apply in a case where the wall is on my neighbor's land. Sheharei ain't the yachalish tamish b'ksalim. This is not my wall. I can't use the wall. I want to hang a picture on the wall. I want to, whatever it is I want to do with the wall. I can't do it. It's in your rishus. Zok the Rambam, Amishta is talking. He says the houses, which is not the big deal about the Rambam, but he says that the wall, it has to be on karka shneihem to be chayim. If it's a karka echad neihem, the other person could say, I don't have to chip in for your wall. It's in your property. You're going to say, I have no right to go there, so you're going to be mechayev me. As I state in Rambam. Now, by the way, you see the Rambam holds like Rashi, not like Tosfos. Not talking about the outside wall. He's talking about the wall in the middle. So the Ravid is masig on the Rambam. He says he doesn't understand what's going on. It's a kavul chayim. Madach, if he built a wall and he took up part of my rishus, I have to pay some nehenna. He didn't even a bigger taiva. He built it on his own property, so zicha, I'm a nehenna. I certainly should have to pay off nehenna. No, I'm paying off nehenna because he put up a wall. So why, if he built it in his own property, his kavul chayim should be that way. And he says, "Umashamer any yachal ishtamish bay? Can ishtamish bay? What do you mean he can't use it? If he pays for it, then half of the wall is his, and he could use it." Okay, one second. This is what the Ravid's masik. The Ravid's hasoga is that what do you mean he can't use the wall? He could use it. He's paying for half of it. It's half his. So just because the ground underneath is not his, by nafkamina, he could use the wall. But he really could because it's at the edge of his rishus. What's he doing? He's not using unless he's using the hole in the wall and he's using the airspace.
He's not paying to use the wall. He's paying so that the wall can use it.
Right. But Lamaisa, he pays half the value of the stones. Right. The stones are half his. The property the wall is on. See, it depends how you picture him using it.
If I chip in with somebody for something and he puts it in the house, I can walk into his house.
If this wall belongs to that fellow, and I on my side, I want to put a blackboard on. The blackboard is in my place, in my avia. If I own 50% of the stones, why can't I put a blackboard on the wall? It's in my side. It's all on my property. I just need this wall to lean on. The only nafkamina will be if I want to make a hole in the wall and store things in the hole. But this derived is Hasaga. The Ramban, in our Gemara, without picking the Rambam, the Ramban says mamish the opposite. Ramban says this whole Gemara is talking when the other person built it daft on his rishus. If he built it on my rishus, I could tell him to take it down. I don't want to lose karka. Ramban is mamish the opposite of the Rambam. Rabban says the Gemara is talking dafka, you put the wall totally in your rishus. If you put the wall in my rishus, I tell you, what are you putting the wall in my rishus? I have a field. I want to plant here. And I don't want to lose it. So Rambam learns the hepach of the Rambam. They're telling dafka not in your rishus. The Ravid says it could go either way. But the Rambam needs a head. So the Magid Mishnah says a few words, which the Ketzais makes a big deal over. He uses it for his understanding of the sugya. The Ketzais is Kuf Nun Ches of Katan Vav. The Magid Mishnah says, hold on a minute. When this wall was built, who built it? Only one person. Whose stones are they? His stones. If I'm the Nikiv and you want me to pay, how am I going to be kind of those stones? In what way am I kind of those stones? If those stones are on the ground of my rishus, so I'm automatically kind of a kinyan chatzim. If it's on your rishus, I can't be kind of a kinyan chatzim. That's a state in Magid Mishnah. Follow? Magid Mishnah says, why did the Rambam say it's in my rishus? It has to be on both rishusim, so that I could be kind of the stones, the nikiv. I'll be kind of it. It's on my rishus. Chatzim is kindness. I'm kind of the stones. Now, Sotik Tzais. This is where we have to work things out. The Ketzais says that it bothered the Rambam. Why does the Nikiv have to pay? That's the cash on the whole sugya. Why reason should the Nikiv have to pay? He shows he's happy. The truth is, it's a very hard shot. Tzais's shita, Bava Kama, is the Nikiv pays because he shows he's happy. Why do I have to pay because I show I'm happy? Huh? Why do I have to pay because I show I'm happy about something? Huh? You take an expensive painting, you hang it up in my house, I walk in, I say, wow, it's beautiful, thank you. So now I have to pay you for it. Because I show I'm happy with it. I'm not such a schaivus, I show I'm happy, I have to pay. So what's this schaivus? The Rambam learned, and this is Lashon HaKetzais, you have to pay because you're kind of the bricks. They become yours. You're kind of the bricks, you're not kind of things that you don't want. Can be kind of something about karchai. It's true, a chatzur is kind of shalai vidaita, but it's not kind of against your will. That's the Mishnah. As long as it's not clear that I want these stones, my chatzur is not kind of them. Who says I want them? When I show I'm nicha, by putting up the fourth wall, I show that I'm nicha with the stones. Once I show I'm nicha, chatzur is shalai vidaita kind of like. My karka is kind of the stones for me. And once I'm kind of the stones, that's why I have to pay. Yeah. This is the way the Ketzais explains the Shakla, Vitaria, the Seista, the back and forth of the Rambam and the Ravid, the Magid Mishnah, that the Rambam understands the Siba Sachiyov is when I show I'm happy with the stones, I'm kind of them. And once I'm kind of them, I have to pay for them. That creates this chayvus. Problem. Okay, what's the problem?
If I say before I show the fourth wall, I say, I do not want to be going. I'm making things, this is the bottom, I make a pshar, I make a aidim, I do a khalifa, I do all the young in the world, I don't want to be going on this kinyan character. That's again, right, the wild work. And
even though I know you really do want to be kind of.
I do, but I'm not making kinyan. Once I don't make the kinyan, I don't make the kinyan.
See, one thing that bothers me in this Gemara, and we have to find the teretz, I don't know an answer, is when I build the fourth wall, who says I'm happy with the other three? Now, maybe I wouldn't build walls, but I have a bargain. I could build one wall, buy one, and get three free. No? Normally, I wouldn't spend money to build walls around my field, because it costs money to build walls. But if I already have three, and I could just build one, so I'm willing to build one, I'll get the other ones. I get the other ones for free. But who says, I don't know the answer to this question, who says that it shows Amnicha with all three walls? You agree? You agree with the question? Who says I'm happy with all four? I mean, I'm happy to get them for free, but I'm not happy. Who says I'd be happy to pay for them? If I go into a store and something is marked to $1 and I buy it. They come after me and say, no, it was really $5. But you see a nichale, you bought it for a dollar. That's a sharp nichale. For a dollar, I'm nichale. For $5, I'm not nichale. So for the cost of one wall, I'm nichale. Who says I'm nichale with the other walls? I don't know an answer to this question. Somebody asked the question. It sounds so obvious. I don't know anybody who asks it. It's a question. To put it aside. This Tosfos says, klar, that I have to pay because I show I'm nichale. I am showing I'm nichale. Fine. Zaktik tzais, how does showing your nichale make you chayiv? Zaktik tzais, but kavanas haramba. Since chatzer is shalad, kaina lo shalai midaito. Since a person's chatzer is kaina as long as we know he's happy with it. Therefore now, the chatzer is kaina those bricks. And once it's kaina those bricks, now you have to pay for them. Aye, the question, who says I'm really nichale? I know the answer. How could see it? Look up the Ktzais, I think this is what he's saying. Kofton Ches and Kotten Vav. And he says that that's what's happening here in the Gemara. He's Chayvis, like the Rambam, because you're kind of the bricks. The Mela, the Ravid Kasha is off. If the other person built it in his own Rishus, see, even if I show Amnicha, I'm Takanicha, but I don't have to pay just because Amnicha. Because Amnicha, why is that Machayim me? If I'm kind of them because they're in my Rishus, it's Machayim me. If I'm not kind of them because they're not in my Rishus, there's nothing to be a Machayiv. This is the derech of the Ktzais in the Gemara. It's Vaita has difficulties understanding it. This is not easy, but alright, Kach Shitas, the Rambam, the way the Ktzais explains. It's derech number one. The Beis Yosef says, what would be the din if the first person built two walls and the Nikif built the third wall? The fourth wall is not built. The Makif built two and the Nikif built the third wall. So Beis Yosef says a chiddush. He says you'd be chayav to pay all three walls. It says half of all three. You'd be chayav to pay. Aye, the Mishnah says three and four. He says it's a revusa duresha. It's coming to tell you that even three is still potter until the fourth. But if a person builds two and you build the third, then you're chayav to pay for all three. So the Darkei Moshe, and it's in the Ramah as well, he argues, he says, it's not true. You only have to pay when it's fully enclosed. You're only in the henna. Animals can't come in where it's fully enclosed. It brings a raya. Because it says in Torah, listen to this, the Torah says that if the Nikif builds three quarters of the fourth wall, he leaves it partially open, he's potter for chipping in for the first three. It's only if he completely encloses the fourth wall, then he has to pay for the first three. So Zotadake Maisha, listen, even in the fourth wall you're potter, you only become chayiv when it's completely encircled. So Koshkein, if he built two walls and you build one wall, that's not a triangle, it's still a rectangle, and one wall is open, Zotadake Maisha, you're potter. What's going on? Why should you be chayiv? Two walls, a third wall, what makes you chayiv a third wall? You're not in the henna, there's still the hezek that you can still have. Efet the Ktzais. What's Ktzais's answer? No? Remember. What's Ktzais's answer? You see, well now, kol zman you think pshat in the Mishnah is, like Moshe thought, the pshat is, aha, I have a benefit, I pay because I'm benefiting. And you're right, two walls, three walls, he still didn't benefit. But like the Rambam, that's not pshat. What's the reason that you're chayiv? Because as soon as you show your nicha, you're kind of the bricks. Now what's the difference if you show your nicha with four walls, or if you show your nicha with three walls, or two walls? The minute you show that you're nicha with these walls, you're kind of the bricks of the wall. And once you're kind of it, you pay because it's yours. You have something, you have to pay for it. If I build the third wall, maybe I don't want the first two. The truth is, if you can show a reason, let's say a person will say, I built this wall because the fellow on that side, they're big guy, but the window was closed on that side. Then Havada, you're right. If you could say, explain a reason why you only nicha with a wall here and not the other two, you're right, you'll be part of it. The assumption is that all three their sides are the same. And if you build one, the assumption is you nicha with the other two. We assume that until you prove different, until you argue different. And since you're nicha, you're kind of the bricks, and once you're kind of the bricks, then you have to pay.
You
shouldn't think of shadow. Alright, so the question then is, what's the happening of the Gemara that you pay less? So truth is, every time we work with the Rambam, we don't know how the Rambam learned, only the Maskana, because the Rambam is Halacha Sef. The Rambam only brings the Maskana. So in Achinan, when we get to, we're going to have to understand how the Rambam learned the other sheet is in the Gemara, basically. But this is the Mahalach of the Rambam. It's not what you would call Pashup Shat in the Mishnah, far from it. Why do you have to pay? Not because you're in the henna, not because you're megaladaita the nichalei. You have to pay because you're megaladaita, but because you're kainit, and once you're kainit, you have to pay for things that you're kainit.
Has it answered the Torah?
So, oh, and has it answered the Torah? So Zakta Ktsais, the Torah was going with Taisa Shita, that it's the outside wall. When it's the outside wall, you're paying not because you're kainit the bricks. The Shita that holds the outside wall, you're paying because you're in the henna. So the Torah is right. You only pay when you're a full Nehenna. But the inside wall, you don't pay out of Nehenna. The inside wall, you pay out kind of Avana, Eitav Avana. You pay out kind of Eitav Avana. That's the reason for your schayes. This is Mahalach number one. The Rambam, Ktsais. You'll learn it. You'll see if it's satisfying. I don't know. To me, it's strange, the whole Mahalach. That you're kind of things that you don't want because you're nichalei, so therefore you're kind of. The whole mahalach is a very strange mahalach that people are told that you want it, you own it, you pay for it. A person has a right to do things that don't make sense. A person could say, you know, I want this and I want that. You can't tell a person it makes no sense to buy this and not that, therefore buy the second one. The whole mahalach is, it's a strange mahalach. But, alright, this is the Rambam's Shita. The way the Ktsais at least understands it. And the Ktsais is very happy with this chat. He learns this into Shulchan Aruch, he learns into Beis Yosef, and he owes this his chat. The second Mahalach in the Sugya is the Ramban. We're going straight with Rashi, with the middle wall. The second Mahalach is the Ramban. The Ramban says that our Sugya goes to out the halacha, which is a Gemara in Bava Metzia, Kof Aleph Amid Aleph, Hayyared L'Tersada Chaveira Shloi B'Shus. If I go into your field without permission, and I plant it, now you're allowed to stop me. If you catch me, you say, don't go in. If you go in, I'm not paying you a penny. You can do such a thing. That's not what happened. What happened is, I came Shloi B'Shus, I planted your field, you wake up in the morning, your field is planted. So the shaila is, what's the din? What's the din? I give you an example. You wake up one morning, and someone painted your house. You go outside, you say, thank you very much, very nice of you. But why'd you paint my house? He says, you called, but I should paint. Look at the address. So he's got the wrong address. He's supposed to paint your neighbor's house. He painted your house. Do you have to pay him for painting the house? So the Mishnah, it's a Gemara. There's a halacha for a sada she'inoi osilita, and there's a halacha for a sada ha'osilita. That means, if he paints my house and it didn't need painting, there's one din. And if he painted my house and it didn't need painting, there's a second din. What's the difference between the two? So that we'll get into tomorrow. The Ramban says, the halacha is, if it's einoi osilita, I only have to pay him the less of his expenses or the amount that the house went up in value or the field went up in value. In other words, what were your expenses? How much paint did you use? Or how many seeds did you use? What did it cost you? And then we shots up, how much did my field go up in value? How much did my house go up in value? And from the two, I have to pay you yode al tachtoin, I have to pay you the less of the two. That is by eino yosilita. By a sodeha osilita, it was oivit to be planted, then I pay you the more of the two. Yode alo yayna. It was meant to be planted. So memela, I shouldn't say you the more of the two, I have to pay you the shva sheshvia chakarka. If you spent money more than it went up in value, I don't have to pay you. But I have to pay you the shvach that the karka went up in value. What is our gemara? Is it like a sada ha'osilita or a sada she'ena ha'osilita? So here the Ramban says that a bika for walls has a din of osilita. That this is like a sada ha'osilita, and that's why you have to pay him. It's a sada ha'osilita that's made to plant. Why is a field considered osilita? So the field doesn't need walls. The Ramban is l'shitasai. The Ramban learned that the wall here that you're paying for is a tent fachim wall to keep the animals out. So therefore, it's like a field that's osilita. Now, Chazdavid learned that you're paying al-tezikriya. Al-tezikriya, it's not osilita. It's not normal to put walls al-tezikriya. The Ramban is good l'shitasai. The Ramban and the Rashba is good l'shitasam. They learned the Gemara is talking that you're paying for a wall to keep out the behemoth, a ten tefachim wall, not a dalanamis wall. And if that's the case, so then it's a sada asilita, and you pay with yodei al yaina. Now again, you'll ask a question: why in the Gemara do you pay different amounts? So we're going to have to see talk in the Gemara how it works. But we have today in Shitas Rashi that is the inside wall, which appears to be the Shita of Hostel Rishayim. In Shitas Rashi, we have, first of all, two Mahalchim of Pshat, the Ramban and the Rashba, the Al-Tezek Behemais, Nachos David, the Al-Tezek Riya, and more importantly, we have two Pshatim in the Sibas Hachiyav Tashlumin. The Rambam learns the Sibas Hachiyav is because you're kind of the bricks, you have to pay for bricks that you're kind of. The Ramban learns the Siva Sachiyav is because of Yerulat HaSadah HaVerish LaGashus, the halachas of which I hope to get back to Mirz Hashem tomorrow. So these are two Mahalchim and Shitas Rashi, and tomorrow hopefully we'll continue. Make sure you take a look Be'ikr at the Nachos David and the Rashba for Pshat in the Gemara. Then there are a few Ketzaisim, they're all in Kuf Nun Ches, I think it's Dalet Hay and Vav.